I want to talk about your game face, your tee time face, okay? The facial expression you have when you play, and you may say, well, what's that have to do with anything? The way we control our face can really dictate how we start to feel. For instance, if you sit around and smile all day, you're probably going to be pretty happy. You sit around and scowl and you drop your shoulders, you might be sad or depressed, angry, who knows, right? So the way we control our face can impact our emotional state, and we know how we're feeling emotionally can possibly, if we're not in the right frame of mind, can interfere with the subconscious taking over. Emotions can block the zone. So there are really three game faces, and you're free to use whatever game face you want. You may use different game faces in the same round of golf. I typically recommend pick a game face and stay with it, and you'll probably find one of these game faces fits you more perfectly. And we'll talk about some of the downsides to these game faces, some warnings and cautions about these game faces, okay? So the first game face is the stoic game face. You don't show any emotion. You keep everything cool and calm. You're sort of robotic out there. You stay in your own place. And most people I talk to think, for golf especially, unlike some other sports, this might be the best game face. To constantly stay in the present moment and don't let the highs and lows of a round get to you. You're even keel. It's the stoic game face. You can't tell if you made an eagle on the last hole or a quadruple bogey. You're just stoic. Now, sometimes with the stoic face, I've seen athletes, it's like a slight change in the stoic face and they lose interest, right? So when you're stoic, you're really walking that line where you can maybe drift into being a bit lethargic and not caring enough. So you got to watch out for that. But generally speaking, a stoic game face is a very useful game face for golf. It keeps you even keel. It keeps you in the present moment. Very useful. The second game face is the joyous game face, right? You're smiling. There's some guys out there just having a good time and enjoying the game. That's their game face. They smile when they make a bad shot. They smile when they hit a good shot. It's kind of a humorous, fun way to play. It doesn't look like these guys have the killer instinct, but a lot of the time they do. In basketball, you can think of Steph Curry or Magic Johnson. And if you know basketball, for a stoic game face, you might think of Kawhi Leonard or Tim Duncan, right? So there are guys who are joyous. The downside to the joyous is you can start to take the game not seriously enough, right? Like, we all know guys who just, it sucks playing with them because they're not competitive at all. Everything's a joke. They don't take it serious. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you're taking joy in the game, and it keeps your emotions at the right pitch for you. The third game face is what I call the killer game face. That's the game face of intensity, of focus. I have to go to basketball because I think those guys, you see their face so often, no hats. You can, you know, they're not in helmets. You think Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, most of the time, right? It's kind of scowling. They're in control of their emotions. They're channeling the anger, the competition. The danger of the intense face is that you drift in, you're out of control, your emotions get the best of you. This has always been me, right? The temper gets the best of you. You get so mad at yourself, you expect to play really well, and sometimes you don't. And that type of game face can backfire if you don't know how to channel the emotion. So you're going to have different game faces. Maybe you're stoic one round or stoic for a month, and then, you know, you get a little intense. Maybe in a round, you switch from stoic to intense. Maybe you have a humorous moment. Typically, athletes find a game face that fits their personality, and that's generally the game face they adopt when they play. But I'm telling you to just make it conscious. Say, you know what? I'm stoic. I'm going to use the stoic game face. And it doesn't mean you have to be absolutely perfect. I've seen stoic guys curse, you know, spit, and then they're back to stoic, right? I've seen happy guys get mad for a second and go back to the happy. I've seen angry guys just for a moment, you know, laugh at something, playing part and tells a joke, and then they're back to the intense game face. So, you know, overall, the trend is one of these three game faces. Find what works for you.